Biblical Ways to Combat Anxiety and Depression by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. They will be called oaks of righteousness, a planting of the Lord for display of His splendor. Isaiah 61:3b. There are so many factors that influence our mental health, some biological, other times our circumstances or past trauma can steal our joy. When we find ourselves stuck in a dark mental place, it's important to seek out treatment from medical professionals as well as taking the time to find support in other ways. There are some lessons we can take from the Bible on how to keep ourselves out of dark emotional places. One thing is for sure, God wants to take your pain and bring you peace and joy. God wants to give you beauty rather than ashes and joy instead of mourning. Lesson 1. Keep our lives in balance. Ecclesiastes 4:6 says, "Better one handful with tranquility than two handfuls with toil and chasing after the wind." We live in a two handfuls culture. Rarely do we ever see an opportunity and say we should pass because we desire tranquility over success. Solomon, the writer of Ecclesiastes, is thought to be one of the wisest people to have ever lived. He saw that when our lives become all about work, toil, chasing, and getting after more, peace is harder to find. From the start of creation, God set the precedent that we need rest. When God set aside the seventh day to rest, He wasn't doing this because He just couldn't handle making one more new creature. God did this to send a clear message to humanity. He was telling us that we are people, that we have been created with the need for balance. We have been made to work, create, and produce. We have been crafted to desire purpose and meaning to our days, but also we have not been given endless strength. Rest is key to keeping our lives in balance. Lesson 2. Avoid comparison. Oh my, how hard it is to avoid comparing ourselves to others in our culture. Social media, while it has many beautiful uses, also has a way of making it seem as though we are never able to measure up to the next person we scroll by's life. The highlights we post can leave the viewers of our accounts feeling inadequate, but those hand-picked snippets never tell the whole story. Galatians 6:4 through 5 says, "Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else, for each one should carry their own load." God has called each of us to our own unique stories. When we strive to be or do things that aren't ours to carry, we miss out on all that God has for us. When we own our burdens and invite God to work in both our weaknesses and strengths, God is able to do immeasurably more with our lives than we could ask or think. No need to feel bad any longer when we see someone else's win. We can actually just selflessly applaud them because we are secure in the knowledge that God has placed you where you are on purpose. Lesson 3. Find healthy ways to process our emotions. God has created us to be emotional people. And with every event that we witness in our lives, we respond with an emotion. It's just how we are made. Healthy processing of our emotions is done best in a safe community. This is why therapy is so helpful for people. It's why support groups are so powerful to attend when we're walking through a tough season. If we had the ability to work out the feelings, lies, and truth in our own heads, then, therapists, pastors, and counselors, and your friends would be out of a job. We see this right at the start of creation. In the beginning, the first problem that faces mankind is isolation, not sin. Genesis 2:18 says, "The Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" After every other step of creation, God paused to say it was good until He realized that Adam was all alone. It was the first time God said, "Wait, something is missing here." We need each other and we need God. Don't be afraid to bring all your brokenness to the Lord. He desires to hear and comfort us when we are battling negative emotions. Find a trusted, faith-filled person to confide in when your mind gets overwhelmed. Allow them to help you find the right way to process your emotions, and let them keep you accountable for your actions. Be encouraged that God knows our struggles and empowers us to find healing from all the pain this world brings into our lives. That is the whole message of the gospel, that God so loved us, He came to save us. There is no shame in our struggle. God knows we are desperately hopeless without Him and wants us to partner with Him to find freedom from the chains of mental anguish that trouble the hearts of all people.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I found myself on a ledge, three stories high, at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.